Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger today called on President Trump to drop unfounded claims of voter fraud in his state. Yesterday, Gabriel Sterling, one of Raffensperger's top lieutenants, speaking from the lectern at the statehouse, said threats of violence directed at them, prompted by those false claims, had extended to a young election worker.
A 20-something tech in Gwinnett County today has death threats and a noose put out saying he should be hung for treason because he was transferring a report on batches from an EMS to a county computer so he could read it. It has to stop.
And Sterling told President Trump and Republican senators, you haven't condemned this, saying this.
This is elections. This is the backbone of democracy. And all of you who have not said a damn word are complicit in this.
Stephen Fowler is political reporter at Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Stephen, how did Sterling's words reverberate there?
So, Robin, what you have to understand is for much of the past month, Gabriel Sterling has come and done these twice-a-week press conferences. He's been very matter-of-fact, mild-mannered, getting into the weeds about how Georgia's vote counting works. And to have him come out and just so emotionally, angrily speak out against his own party and top leaders for what's been happening with these threats and harassment was truly a stunning thing to witness, because we've seen the Secretary of State face death threats and we've seen people post his address and go outside of his house. Gabe Sterling had police protection. We've seen, you know, Governor Brian Kemp thrown under the bus, but it was this, you know, average, everyday 20-something technician just doing a job, facing death threats and a noose with his name next to it. That really was the straw that broke the camel's back there.
Tell us more about these threats, both against the public officials and this young man, a noose?
Right. So we had the votes counted twice as part of a hand count risk limiting audit. And now the president requested a recount. And with that has come some unwanted attention. You know, I mentioned the Secretary of State has received threats. One of his adult children had somebody break into their house and turn the lights on in the middle of the night. His wife was receiving sexualized threats. And we've really just seen a lot of negative energy and attention around Georgia because the state, which has voted a Republican for president for almost 30 years, went narrowly for Joe Biden, and President Trump and other top Republican leaders have questioned that result. So you have a lot of President Trump supporters finding out these people's names and information and really just directing a lot of that vitriol. The Gwinnett County worker, there was a video posted online of him using a USB flash drive, transferring it from one server to a computer, and it was falsely accused of manipulating vote totals as part of this recount. And that's just not the case. And people went and found out his information and outed it, and now his family is being harassed.
This is all against the backdrop of those two Senate races on January 5th, two Republican incumbents, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, strong supporters of the president and he of them. The president is expected to head to the state on Saturday. So with that backdrop, what has this done to the Republican Party in your state? Again, a strong Republican leadership, and yet they're being attacked by members of the party.
It has really worried a lot of Republican leaders because the number one message they're getting from President Trump is to not trust the voting system. And on the other hand, you've got this dual Senate runoff that will decide who gets to control that chamber that is going to rely on every single vote being counted and as many Republicans as possible showing up in a traditionally lower turnout runoff election that's being conducted over the holidays. And so some have called it a bit of a tightrope to walk, but really it's a rock and a hard place. Many are worried that the president coming to town, and if he veers off course and starts attacking the governor and the secretary of state, that could be doing more harm than good in probably the most consequential Senate elections in the country.
But on the other hand, are Democrats standing back and saying, wow, the Republican Party in Georgia, you know, they're cannibalizing themselves?
Right. So, I mean, Democrats see this as, on the one hand, a best case scenario because fewer Republicans showing up to vote greatens the chance that they have control of the Senate by winning these two runoffs. But you have seen Democratic leaders speaking out, defending Brad Raffensperger, defending the integrity of the elections, and saying, you know, this is not right for our democracy to attack these things without evidence. And, you know, there have been some comparisons that saying, oh, what President Trump is doing is like what Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams did in 2018. But the big difference is that when Stacey Abrams did not concede in 2018, that she acknowledged that Governor Brian Kemp was going to be the next governor of the state, but then got to work on changing the system, versus what we're seeing here is a destabilizing of the system. So even if Democrats win this race, they're worried about the long-term effects on democracy.
Stephen Fowler, political reporter at Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Stephen, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.